Kate Vanden Bosch. Thanks for speaking with me today.
I'm glad to do it. I'm looking forward to my trip there.
Can you first describe what is the Wisconsin idea?
Oh, well, the Wisconsin idea is frequently expressed as the impact of the university beyond the bounds of campus. And it was an aspirational statement by one of the university's presidents in the early 20th century. And he said he would never be content until the impact of the university was felt in every household in the state. And so the impact can be in many ways. It can be our research mission, it can be our educational mission, and also outreach.
And is it unusual for a university system to have that kind of mission?
You know, I think really the Wisconsin idea was predated by the idea of a land-grant university. And of course, just last year, land-grant universities celebrated their 150th anniversary, and this was something that was started way back in the administration of Abraham Lincoln. During the Civil War, the idea for setting aside some federal land that could be sold to create a resource for a public university. And what was novel at the time was that it should be support for everyday people in their lives and training them for a variety of practical arts, as it was worded then, not just theoretical things. So that idea about land-grant university really meshes well with the Wisconsin idea. But not all universities have this as a sort of service mission. And I actually have heard about some states saying, you know, we are co-opting the Wisconsin idea and we're going to call it the Pennsylvania idea or some other state. So not all do. It's a special thing, but it's an idea that I think is growing.
What does it look like today? What does the Wisconsin idea mean versus what it might have meant a century ago?
You know, I think a century ago, it was maybe focused in certain areas. Certainly, agriculture was always part of that. Extension, county extension agents were sort of a model for outreach and engagement at that time. But it's not necessarily just topically based that way. There is a lot of impact in all parts of the states in areas such as education, healthcare delivery and research. It relates to industry in an area. So it can be about advancing the economy. It can be about providing resources and knowledge delivery to the people of the state. One of the things I'm looking forward to in this conversation that we're having this week is just that conversation, to be able to participate with the audience members and to hear their ideas about how the university impacts them or what so the Madison campus is quite some distance in miles, but how do they feel the presence of the university in the state, and how would they like to see it having an impact in the state? So I want to be on the receiving end of information as well as telling stories about the campus.
And so you're a dean at the university, and is the Wisconsin idea something that has a big impact on how you do your job or how you see your role there?
It very definitely does. So my college is agricultural and life sciences. So we're the home, obviously, of agriculture, but also natural resources, a lot of environmental work. And the mission of our college, in fact, the beginnings of the college go back to that land-grant idea that I talked about. And I think compared with the other colleges, you know, arguably we've got one of the biggest footprints in or levels of activity in interacting with communities and individuals and companies around the state because of the nature of our mission. I think that for me, it's been one of the most delightful aspects of the job is getting to know those communities that we interact with, those industries. And I'm still learning a lot as I go about my job. But it's when we are planning for the future of our college or its programs, as we have been over the last year plus, that always involves conversations outside the university as well as within our walls.